Okay, good morning, all. So we're up to Mishnah Beis and Perek Chaf Beis. So continuing in this trend that we started of going back to our old roots of the earlier Prakim and Maseches Shabbos, discussing the practical applications of some of the Malachos that we learned back in Perek Zayin in Chapter 7. So let's just jump right in. Kol Shabbat Achamin Me'erev Shabbos, anything that was cooked in hot water before Shabbos, Shorin Oso B'Chamen B'Shabbos, is allowed to be soaked in hot water on Shabbos. In other words, what the Mishnah is talking about is the famous rule of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, that once something has been cooked on Shabbos already, it cannot you cannot violate the prohibition of cooking again with it. So if I bake some challah and I then am able to recreate the baking process on Shabbos with that challah, then it will be totally permissible. Now, this is way beyond the scope of what we're talking about right now, but just to parenthetically bring up, there are multiple ways that you can cook something. You can bake it, you can boil it in water, etc. So if a person, in theory, boils something in water on Shabbos, that does not mean that they are allowed to then bake it once again on Shabbos. So the biggest practical application of this on Shabbos is a person allowed to take bread, challah, which was baked in the oven, and then put it in their hot soup on Shabbos. If their hot soup would, in theory, be cooking it, then you're cooking the challah in a new, different way. It never was boiled. It was baked to begin with. So is that permissible? So the answer is that nowadays, for lots of various reasons, as long as you're seemingly taking your soup, using a ladle, putting it in your bowl, then seemingly it probably is not such a big issue, but I'm happy to discuss it offline a little bit. But that would be a practical application of this. So if I take something that was cooked in hot water before Shabbos and I want to put it in hot water again on Shabbos, that would be totally permissible. But anything that was not cooked in hot water before Shabbos, I'm allowed to then, I can't put it in the hot water, but I'm allowed to pour the hot water on it on Shabbos. And what the Mishnah essentially is saying implicitly is that I obviously would never be allowed to take water out of the hot water urn, which would be the Kli Rishon, the first vessel, and then pour that onto something directly that was never cooked at all. Rather, what I can do is I can take the water out of the hot urn, put it in a cup, and put it into the Kli Sheni, the second vessel, pour it on something else, and that would be permissible on Shabbos. Again, brings up questions about making tea on Shabbos, way beyond the scope of what we're doing right now, but feel free to ask me questions about that later. Chutz min hamaliach hayashan, the Mishnah says it is not permissible to pour the water from the second vessel onto a food on Shabbos. It is generally permissible, but not permissible in the following cases, and that is, the first one is hamaliach hayashan, which is like a salted fish. The dagam meluchim ketanim, other small salted fish. So the first one is an old salted fish. These are other small salted ones. Vukulio saispanin, and something called a Spanish sole, which is some sort of a fish that evidently has a very light skin. Shada chasan zoki gemar melachtan. And the reason why for all these things is because their skin or they're considered to be such, for lack of a better term, fragile foods that when I pour the hot water on them, even from the Kli Sheni, it's going to make them cook, and therefore I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because that will cook it, that will finish the malacha on Shabbos, which would obviously not be permissible. Going forward to now to Mishnah Gimel. So Shover Adam Esa Chavez Lechol Hemena Grogaros. So a person is allowed to break open a casket on Shabbos that is filled with dry figs if they want to eat figs from it. As long as the person is not trying to make a vessel from this on Shabbos. Again, there are a lot of practical applications of this, but for our purposes, don't have much time to go through this. But in theory, you're allowed to break it as long as you're not trying to make, you're allowed to break open the vessel as long as you're trying to not make the vessel. You're just trying to take food from it. They nokvim megufa shel chavis, and I'm not allowed to make a hole on the top of a stopper for a wine barrel. So I have a barrel of wine, I have a stopper on, I want to make a hole in that. That would not be permissible, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the chacham say that would be permissible because normally a person would not be making the hole in the stopper in order to make a vessel. They're just doing it to take wine. Velo yikvena mitzida. However, I'm not allowed to then make a hole on the side of the stopper, which would be how I normally would make a hole, and that would not be permissible to do on Shabbos, because I would essentially be making the vessel. But let's say there is a hole already in the barrel, and now what do I want to do? I don't want to make a hole, I want to seal it. In theory, there would be permissible ways to do it, but what the Mishnah says is you should not cover that hole with wax, and the reason why is because we learned, again, the malacha of mimareach, which is like spreading out to smooth the surface. So if I would take some wax and put it over the hole of the barrel, that I would probably come to smooth out the wax to make it nice and smooth over there, so that would be prohibited, so don't do that on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the following incident came before Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai in the city of Arav. The Amar, and he said, when he saw that a person had taken some wax and spread it to cover the hole of on a barrel, Choshashani lo mechatas. I have a feeling, I'm a little fearful that this person is going to be obligated to bring a korban chatas. And now the question is, if it's not recommended to spread the wax on it, then why is he fearful? It should be that he definitely is liable to bring it, and seemingly the answer is that it could be that the guy just put the wax on it, didn't spread it on it. So what the practical application would be is that, in theory, a person could put some wax to seal up the barrel on Shabbos. That would be permissible. We are fearful to not let a person do that because of the concern that he may come to spread it out. But technically, Meikar HaDin, it probably would be permissible. Okay, stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Daled.